This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
The New York Times reporting tonight that a, quote, shaken Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein felt used by the White House for his role in the firing of the former FBI Director James Comey. That allegation comes as House Republicans continue to battle with the Justice Department over documents related to what the president has dubbed Spygate. Let's talk about it with Republican Congressman from Florida, Matt Gaetz, who is on the House Judiciary Committee, and he's had a busy week. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Shannon.
Okay, so we want to play a little bit more of that interaction between Rod Rosenstein and Congressman Jordan. We'll talk about it after you listen in.
Why are you keeping information from Congress?
Sir, I certainly hope that your colleagues are not under that impression. That is not accurate, sir.
And it is accurate. We have caught you hiding
Mr. Chairman, as with most things in Washington, the real work is not done on television, and it's not all done by me. Trump administration officials are meeting and talking with your staff every day. They're working overtime with teams of FBI employees to accommodate requests and produce relevant information to this committee, other House committees, and several Senate committees.
He also talked yesterday about whether or not this was getting personal. These were personal attacks on him. How do you respond to those who say that you guys are showboating up there, giving him a hard time?
There are very valid reasons that we're skeptical of the Deputy Attorney General's answers. There are responses to the requests that we've made to the Justice Department that were improperly redacted, not for national security reasons, but just because the information was embarrassing to the Justice Department of the FBI. Specifically, the text message Peter Strzok sent, where he said, no, he won't. We'll stop him about the Trump presidency. It was only 9 days before that he opened up on Papadopoulos, and only 6 days after that he was talking about an insurance policy against the Trump presidency. So we see time and again a Department of Justice and FBI that cleared Hillary Clinton before even interviewing her, and yet at the same time convicting Donald Trump before even investigating him sincerely. And so we want to see the documents that predate July 31st. We think that there may have been intelligence collected against the Trump campaign that we haven't been briefed about. And Shannon, at the end of the day, it's either elected people that get to conduct oversight or unelected people run the show. And I prefer to live in a world where the elected representatives of Congress can conduct meaningful oversight.
You guys are co-equal branches. But beyond that point, let's hear from one of your colleagues across the aisle, and I'll give you a chance to respond to this.
But the House Judiciary Committee, they are his fixers in Congress. That is, you know, about 20 Michael Cohens sitting there trying to fix this investigation in the president's favor.
Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I dress considerably better than Michael Cohen, and so I reject the characterization. Look, we're just trying to do our job. I mean, Rod Rosenstein said on May 1st of this year that he didn't believe there was any constitutional basis for oversight. I mean, my goodness, it's our job to appropriate funds and then make sure those funds are used correctly. And here, you've got an investigation of the sitting president of the United States where, in response to my questioning, the Deputy Attorney General wouldn't even say whether he read the document he signed allowing intelligence to be collected against someone associated with Donald Trump. And so, you know, I'm deeply concerned when you have people that aren't telling the truth to Congress, that are hiding documents that aren't national security related, they're just embarrassing, and then at the same time, they continue to make these, or allow this investigation to persist against the president that is built on a rotten foundation from biased agents who demonstrated their bias in text messages to one another. I think it's time to wrap this investigation up and move on to the important issues that are facing the country.
Well, you know, how do you feel about that? Do you, this has been all part of the, I guess, the challenge to understand exactly what's going on. I mean, you have both sides that have points there that I believe, you know, need to be considered. I mean, did you think Rosenstein, did you think, FBI Director Wray were a bit evasive, but especially Rosenstein on some of these issues? And the heat was definitely on, by the congressman. You know, to want to get down to the bottom of this. I mean, we say we want to get down to the bottom of this, so, you know what? Why? So that it will never happen again. Well, you know, without the stonewalling and all the slow walking of information, it seems rather convenient, and people are being straight-armed, and so are we the people. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5555. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After all, that's the way we roll, huh? And that's what it's all about for us, to get this country back on track. Not a Republican thing, not a Democratic thing. It's a we thing, you know, a we the people kind of thing. If we're going to really get down to the bottom, whatever it is that we're needing to get to the bottom of. I mean, after all, we're $21 trillion in debt, and we should be doing a lot better than this. And, you know, we're already starting. There's no doubt that this current president, Donald J. Trump, with all the deregulations, looking at things that in a way that I think mainstream America has been longing for. You know, this is why they voted him into office. Let's bring on Megan Barth right now. Megan, of course, is the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She's also the national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, good to have you here. You know, we're talking about all the great things that this president has done in spite of getting the cooperation from the left. I mean, the resistance continues, as you and I have talked about from day one. But amazing, 500-plus days in office, and look what he's done. You know, brought, really revived an economy, have given us lots of possibilities, and, you know, internationally, what he's been able to do to reestablish this country back as a leader on the international stage. I mean, at every turn, things are coming up gold for one Donald J. Trump. And in spite of that, the mainstream media, and, of course, Nancy Pelosi and, you know, Chuck Schumer and et al., just cannot even see it. And they're just beside themselves in this resistance and this, you know, this mindset that, you know, as dare I say, it's hurting their party, and not only the party, but our country.
Well, yeah, and you know, resistance is just a synonym of sedition. And when you look at their resistance, they will not cooperate with the president really on anything. And they've already said that no matter what a Supreme Court nominee he puts forward, they will refuse to vote in favor. Well, how can you say that without even knowing who the nominee is?
Right.
The Democrats have really kind of devolved into a party that stands not for their American constituents, but seemingly for the illegal alien invaders that want to penetrate our southern border. As we watched over the weekend, as many cities had rallies to keep families together, well, you don't see those same celebrities and those same left-wing hacks working in the inner city to keep the families together that are homeless, many due to liberal policies. You look at California. You look at the L.A. County, for example. They had a big rally there on behalf of illegal immigration, but they're not rallying to clean up the homeless problem that has actually more than doubled in just the last 5 years. You have many kids that are homeless in many big cities. And again, these big cities have been run by Democrats for decades. and they refuse to clean up their own backyard. They refuse to take responsibility or accountability for their own backyard, and they continue to look abroad in order to protect the illegal aliens that are penetrating our southern border.
It just doesn't make sense. I don't know how to connect those dots. I happen to be on the West Coast here, and you're exactly right. Went through Los Angeles a couple times. Did everything I could to stay away from LAX. Thank God. I mean, it was nuts, the amount of people that were, you know, heading into the airport. And they were reporting, if you've ever been through LAX, you know, they talk about that horseshoe. People are, you know, anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes just to get around the horseshoe there at LAX. So if you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. It's just insane. But yet, they continue to oppose. It's just amazing to me, just, you know, the way the state has become, all the effect of a one-party state. I mean, it's no wonder they're breaking up into potentially three. That's what they're looking at coming up in November, is they've got a chance for the voters to vote on California breaking up into three entities because it's so messed up.
Yeah, and I don't know if really I'm necessarily for having six California senators, because the ones we have already do enough damage. And so I don't know a tripling that is really going to help us in the long run. But you're absolutely right. They're looking at solutions, even radical solutions, like breaking up the state into three, because the largest drain on California's economy is from the entitlement class that has grown exponentially under this progressive utopic rule. Mm-hmm. You know, the progressives always tell us that they have the solution to solve income inequality. But when you look at California, for example, one in five people live in poverty. Mm-hmm. And this is specifically and directly related to California's policies, where they mm-hmm. believe they can tax their way into prosperity,
exactly.
grow the government branch and bureaucracy exponentially, so much mm-hmm. so that people are fleeing California in droves. If you
exactly.
look at, for example, U-Haul rentals, to go into California, it's about a third of what it is to exit California, and that shows you exactly where the supply and demand is. The demand mm-hmm. is to get out of the state, and there's hardly any supply to move into the state.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, the governor would tell you all is well. I mean, sometimes he kind of reminds me of Baghdad Bob, if you remember. He was the the announcer or the pronouncer for Iraq when, you know, you had the war going on, when George W. Bush sent in the troops to back off Saddam Hussein. And, you know, the reports were, yeah, we got them right where we want them. And it's like, wait a minute, you're thinking, what planet are you on? And this is the kind of stuff that's happening here in California, to your point. You know, Governor Brown is talking about how business is so robust here and that, and go, wait a minute, you got more businesses that have left. You're not even accounting for them. You're talking about some kind of growth. I have no idea what kind of matrix he's using to declare that there's any kind of growth here in California. I mean, if anything, it's in a free fall.
Well, it is, and it's in a free fall because the Democrats are creating protections through taxpayer dollars for illegal aliens, whether it's California or New Jersey, for example. New Jersey just passed a law allowing free tuition for illegal aliens. Well, what about the citizens? What about our citizen children? So the taxpayers are not only paying for their own streets and their own roads and their own education, but now they have to pay for the education of people who should not be here, who illegally entered our country. You know, the Democrats look at our southern border as one big door, a revolving door, where you can just come in and go and leave no matter what point of entry. Well, we do have legal points of entry, and it's not necessarily...
Yeah, there's 48 just in the southern border alone. So, you know... There's 48 legal ports of entry just in the southern border alone, right?
Right. And so why can't these people be processed in accordance with those ports of entry and in accordance with the law? Especially when you look at the migration from Central America, their first stop on their travels is Mexico, and that's exactly where they should seek asylum, at one of the many different consulates that we have throughout the country of Mexico. But this leads me to my next point. Mexico just elected a communist.
Yes.
So now we have a narco state that is run now by a communist who believes that America, basically, the southern portion of America was taken from Mexico, and he wants, his Aztlan back, and the Democrats are happy to give it to him.
It is amazing. And they've been saying for a long time that they believe Mexico believes California and parts of Texas should come back to Mexico one more time. You're exactly right. We're going to continue the conversation with the founder of ReaganBabe.com and the voice of MediaEqualizer.com. Yes, the one and only Megan Barth right here. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Love, 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 your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, It's just the way you like it. Independent, fresh, and very truthful. This is Bill Martinez live at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. National spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. We're talking about Megan Barth. It continues with us here. Hey, Megan, this just came across. I mean, this is kind of amazing. I mean, this is all this idiocy and this this madness and, you know, just closed-mindedness toward Donald Trump and the whole immigration issue, that it is twisting people's thinking in such a way that it's a bit deranged, to say the least. We have now tech workers revolting. And speaking of California, of course, this is straight out of Silicon Valley, is you've got employees there saying, look, we don't want anything to do with the Trump administration. They're putting pressure on business leaders there in Silicon Valley to walk away from some very lucrative government contracts. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Just because they don't agree with the president in his immigration stand. I understand, and you do too, that the optics, quote unquote, of what was going on at the border, not good. And of course, all the cameras and the fake news and all the media madness was focused on things that were not enlightening, certainly not informative. To the point of what's going on here. Most people understand that we have an immigration issue broken as it is, and our borders were being stormed. And how do you deal with this? So let's just take some exceptions and let's run with that and start feeding people propaganda to where, you know, they're looking to blame Trump no matter what.
Well, right, and they attempted about a month ago by passing around a picture in the press and via Twitter and AP and et cetera, of a picture that was taken in 2014 of children in cages. And so then, since that fell flat, then they decided to trump up another charge, no pun intended, but to create more charges that the zero tolerance policy somehow separated the children from the parents. No, actually, it was simply just following an order by a judge by where, you know, we have to ensure that these kids who are coming to our border, many unaccompanied, the thousands of unaccompanied minors were trafficked here by coyotes. When you have an open border, you have a magnet for human trafficking. Many of these kids fall into the wrong hands on their journey across the southern border. The parents are the ones who separated themselves from their own children by paying coyotes and human smugglers to traffic their kids through Mexico to our southern border. The Democrats don't want to talk about how a vote for an open border is a vote for human trafficking.
Exactly.
And this is really the ugly side of illegal immigration that the Democrats refuse to acknowledge. How many kids didn't make it to our border, Bill? We have 10,000 children at our southern border. We basically are running a third world daycare. We have to make sure that the people that are showing up with the kids are actually the kids' parents.
Exactly.
Or a relative. We have no idea who these people are. We don't know what their country of origin is. We don't know how they arrived here, who paid them, if they are a human smuggler. And back to my point, we have 10,000 kids at the border. How many didn't make it? How many ended up into the drug cartel's hands, being used for a variety of sick, drug mules, the sex trafficking? And Huffington Post, which, of course, we both know is a very liberal media outlet, they tell us through studies that they have sponsored that 80% of women and children or young girls are raped on their way to our southern border.
This is why they give them birth control pills and a shot. Exactly. I mean, how do you send your, Megan, how do you send your daughter on this kind of journey and say, here, you've got to take these pills because your chances are, you know, that you're going to get raped on this journey to America. But don't worry about that. You're going to America. How do you say that?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm not a mother, but even if I was a mother or an aunt of a young child, I certainly wouldn't send her alone with a pack of birth control pills, knowing that she's likely going to be raped.
Yeah.
I mean, this is this third world mentality that the Democrats want to embrace and protect. And why they want to do this, Bill, is, you know, with the Trump tax cuts, for example, Nancy Pelosi wants her crumbs back. Well, if they're crumbs, why do they want them back? Well, they want them back because they want to pay for and protect these illegal aliens who have no right to be here. We had a system in place and have had a system in place and should have a system in place, much like Ellis Island, where you had a single port of entry. You were quizzed. You were infirmed if you were sick. And many people were turned away. We need to make sure that our immigration policy is merit-based. These are the solutions that Goodlatte, for example, the Goodlatte bill, presents. But then you look at the Democrat bill, they actually wanted to extend our border or basically give 100 miles of our southern border back to Mexico. Because in the Democrat bill, they basically said that ICE could not arrest anybody within 100 miles of our border. Well, what good is our border then?
Right. You know, it's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, this is how insane this has become. You know, Megan, I want to go back to the point that you talked about, and that is the fact that they're undocumented, the laws are broken, and I've maintained that there were many laws broken, just on an international level, because if you are a legitimate refugee, the law says you're supposed to go, you know, first of all, to your local embassy, if not that, then a neighboring embassy. That's your first request for refugee, not 2,500 miles away. And it's common sense that you either go to your local embassy or to a neighboring one because people have a better idea of who you are. They understand what's going on in the neighboring countries and how to better vet, you know, these people coming. And also the other idea is that as a refugee, the further away from the home country that you get, it's more likely you don't return. And the idea of being a refugee is that it's with the hope that once things calm down, you go back to your homeland. You know, for all the reasons. I mean, that's your family. It's your culture. It's all those things. It's not that you want to, you know, 2,500 miles away, travel and subject yourself to lawlessness and then go into a country that is supposed to be a country of laws, and we somehow have lost our mind and we're so open-minded that our brains are falling out, and we neglect the laws that are on the books, and we create problems for the citizens. I mean, is it any wonder the people said enough of this stuff and brought Donald Trump in, and, you know, the Democrats insist that they're going to take over the House, and I'm going, with these policies and all this chaos that they've created, I mean, has America, you know, checked its brain in to such a degree that we would want, you know, Democrats back into office, you know, driving the bus once more?
Yeah, I don't really see the blue wave, and I think the blue wave is just a charade and canard in order to create complacency. I mean, what I've been seeing really is a red wave, and I think what we are going to see is a midterm that is an anomaly in that the party in power, which is the Republican Party, normally and historically loses in the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the president is of that party typically loses in the midterms. I don't see that happening because the red wave that Trump had created is growing much larger.
Yes, it's not dissipating. You're exactly right.
Well, specifically in demographics that the Democrats are used to controlling, and that would be the Hispanic population, the Black population, women. All of these numbers are growing in favor of President Trump and going away from the Democrats. You know, there's a huge online movement going on called the Walk Away Movement, and it was started by a New York man who happens to be gay. He was a liberal for most of his life, and he was turned off from the Democrat Party, specifically on immigration. And then you have many, many other Democrats and independents that are simply walking away from this progressive agenda of higher taxes and open borders. And really, they don't offer any solutions. The Democrats simply believe that their resistance movement and hating Trump is enough to give them wins, and it simply is not.
It's entitlement-minded, no doubt. It's their right. They believe they have a right to win the House because of tradition, but as we've maintained, Donald Trump is not very traditional. Megan Barr, thank you, Megan. Appreciate it. Good job.
This report is brought to you by Nature Valley. Summer is finally here, and it's time for families to trade in some screen time for green time. And there is no better time to get outdoors as a family and do some good, too. From now through the end of August, Nature Valley is kicking off its Summer of a Million Miles Challenge, which encourages families across the nation to get outdoors and collectively hike, walk, or run a million miles. And the best part is that it's easy to join. Simply download the Map My Hike app, go to the Challenge tab, and join the Nature Valley Million Miles Challenge. Log your hikes to earn badges and rewards. Wherever your hikes take you this summer, be sure to pack Nature Valley granola bars to keep you fueled for the trail ahead, and share your snaps using hashtag NatureValleyHikeAMillion. For more details, visit naturevalley.com/hikeamillion. That's naturevalley.com/hikeamillion.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats are against the president's choice to replace Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, and he hasn't even named a nominee yet. Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says the president's already told Americans he'll seek a nominee who'll overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide.
Equally important, he's looking for someone on the court who will make sure that they rule that the Affordable Care Act's protection of those with pre-existing conditions is unconstitutional.
Durbin speaks on Fox News Sunday, President Trump telling Fox it is possible with his next nominee, the high court could soon overturn Roe v. Wade. President Trump congratulates Mexico's next president, tweeting congratulations to Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador after the leftist politician sweeps to victory Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And if you think things are tough now at the border with the election of this rather leftist candidate as the new Mexican president, Almo, who said very blatantly, told everybody, look, it is your right to bust through the border and come into the United States of America. Things are just starting to get warm and fuzzy, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by. We'll keep you up to date. Mark Meckler joins us now. Always good to have Mark here, founder of the Tea Party and grassroots leader. Mark, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Always good to be with you.
Hey, great to have you here. I am really disturbed by, you know, your report here, these new documents showing the Senator McCain that his staff used the IRS to target Tea Party groups. This is really bothersome for me. What's going on here?
Well, Judicial Watch, these guys that are so great at issuing these public information requests to all these agencies and fighting for them, has been after the IRS to release these documents. These documents that you're referring to contain information about a meeting that was held in April of 2013, and the meeting was specifically requested by John McCain. And it was about his personal worries that the IRS wasn't restricting political activity of the Tea Party groups. In other words, he was specifically concerned that those groups were engaged in politics. So he sent a senior staffer, a guy by the name of Henry Kerner, to go to the IRS to meet with Lois Lerner and to encourage the IRS to target the Tea Party groups.
Wow. I mean, what is it? I mean, all this stuff that we understand more and more of McCain, I mean, in terms of, you know, health care, what he did in order to upend the GOP's chance to really once and for all square away and do what they had promised to do to, you know, to get Obamacare out of there. Also, his involvement rather surreptitiously with the this bogus research that he had his hands on and reported it to the FBI. Didn't even, you know, give candidate Trump, or even then afterwards, President Trump, an idea that his hands had even touched touched this research. Now we find this. I mean, who is John McCain?
Well, I mean, certainly as a United States senator, not honest and not for the American people. This was, by the way, widely reported quite a while ago, and it died down because his statement about the idea that his office might have been involved somehow, he called them false reports claiming his office was somehow involved in IRS targeting. They were not just somehow involved, by the way. This is really important. Henry Koerner, his staffer, very senior staffer, sent to this meeting with Lois Lerner, was complaining that his boss felt like the system wasn't working fast enough. And his boss, Koerner, made the suggestion that the solution was to audit so many of these groups so severely that it would be, quote-unquote, financially ruinous for them. And that's exactly what they did.
Well, you know, Mark, we've maintained that the intrusion of the IRS on these grassroots organizations like Tea Party, anything that had a conservative name on it, it had to affect, and you know better about this than I do, but I think at least six voting cycles. I mean, I don't want to hear from Democrats that they're concerned about every vote and, you know, every vote matters in that when they utilize the IRS. And you know this went into the White House. Nobody can tell me anything different. The president gave, you know, you talk about dog whistles of dog. The dog whistle that he blew to the IRS and any of the three-letter agencies was not even a quiet whistle. It was rather pronounced that they needed to do something to upend these, you know, these conservative groups and what they were doing and how they were, you know, to stop the movement, in other words. And this greatly affected the voting cycles. And I'm wondering, well, where are the Republicans on this? Why aren't they more outraged about what the IRS did? And now we find out because of, you know, what Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch has been doing on behalf of We the People to discover, you know, the shenanigans here. I mean, this black state is so all-encompassing and so deep. It's hard for us to imagine.
It is, and it continues today. This is the part that makes me so terrified of the deep state. The guy that did this, a guy by the name of Henry Koerner, was McCain's staff director and his chief counsel on the Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee at the time that this happened. Today, you would hope that he's out maybe holding a tin cup on a street corner somewhere, but instead he's actually special counsel to the Office of U.S. Special Counsel. That's the office, by the way, that's currently targeting President Trump and the administration. So the deep state rolls on and just gets deeper.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the whole deal about these unelected bureaucrats and how powerful they become. I mean, they're right there in the underbelly. They know how to bob and weave. And in fact, they don't even have to bob and weave. It's almost like they're protected once you hit a certain level. Are they not, Mark?
Yeah, they're protected, and they're protected, Bill, in a bipartisan way. I mean, when we look at the enormity of the Tea Party scandal and all this targeting, you wonder, how could they get away with it? How could they so openly and brazenly target the Tea Party? It's because they had full cover. They did, as you said, have the cover of the president. That dog whistle starts with his State of the Union address complaining about the Citizens United decision. Mm-hmm. It flows through the agencies and ultimately have Republicans and Democrats encouraging the IRS to do this targeting. So if you're an agency official, you do this with impunity because you know both parties and all the state apparatus support you doing this.
Mm-hmm. Mark, you know, and all this is very difficult. I'm sure it's hard for you in some sense to talk about. You know, here's John McCain, for all intent and purposes, on a deathbed. I mean, it's almost like any minute we're going to get a note, we're going to get noticed that he has passed. And, but meanwhile, some of this information continues to come out, and it's like, you know, pretty soon the nation is going to celebrate, you know, this war hero. And we have all this, you know, this counter information, you know, this is difficult for people to absorb, and I guess maybe that's why they ignored it the first time it came around.
I think that's true. I think McCain has always had a veneer of heroism that comes from his time as a prisoner of war, and that's understandable. But we have to be able to separate these things. And every human being is a complex picture. Mm-hmm. And the picture of John McCain is a guy who was a war hero. We know that. A guy who was a hero as a prisoner of war. We mm-hmm. know that.
Yes.
But we also know, what I know for sure, is that his time in the Senate is a time spent, frankly, as a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
He did this in Arizona itself. This was a personal vendetta against the Tea Party movement in Arizona. They tried to remove him. They took over the Republican Party. He went and fought that on the ground in Arizona. His own county Tea Party, or own county GOP, censured him under the direction of Tea Party folks that had taken over county GOP. So he had a personal vendetta against the Tea Party movement, which was aimed at guys like him, rhinos in Congress.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was just a personal vendetta by a tyrant who had a lot of power.
Right. And this is going to be somewhat measured within his legacy, and be difficult again for people who didn't deal with John McCain on a local level like you guys did.
You know, sometimes good people go bad when they get power.
Mm-hmm.
That's my view of John McCain. He was a good man who did good things, got into Congress, got power, and was corrupted by the holding of power.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing we've talked about, Mark, is the paradigm that exists. It's very difficult, and this, again, supports the argument for term limits. It's almost impossible not to be tainted by the establishment and by the system that exists there on the Beltway, is it not?
I actually would say it probably is impossible if you're there long enough. You know, you mm-hmm. have guys that have gone in and out of their own accord, people like Senator Tom Coburn, Senator mm-hmm. DeVint. These are guys that term limited themselves, right? So that's the way, the safe way, I think.
Yeah, I think a quality guy like Trey Gowdy, who is term limiting himself this year, boy, what an asset he has become. But he admits, he goes, he doesn't see himself as being very effective. And who would want to be in a position where you're putting in all those hours and time and dedication and not feel like you're winning, that you're fighting too many opposing forces, that you don't have a fair shot at it? And he wants to go back to do what he does best. And like Tom Coburn and others before of that same ilk, we're going to miss him dearly. Mark Meckler, Mark, always good to have you with us. I appreciate the insight and the information on this. We'll keep an eye on it, okay?
Good being with you, Bill. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Take care.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. George Barna joins us now, the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. He's filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry. George, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Good to be back with you.
Hey, boy, and what you've got to talk about now in this latest survey, some surprising issues driving voter decisions. You know, to listen to the mainstream media, the only issues that matter in relation to the upcoming election are immigration and Donald Trump. But you say, whoa, 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 let's listen to the people and tell us what they're telling us.
Yeah, I mean, what we found is, first of all, it's always interesting to find that people don't really vote on the basis of issues. They vote on the basis of personality and image and how they feel about things.
Right.
It's more of a feeling decision than a thinking decision for most people. However, when we look at the people for whom issues matter, and that's a significant chunk, we find that a lot of them are different issues than we even hear very much about in the media. Mm-hmm. There were four particular issues that we found that conservatives and moderates and liberals alike all said were going to have a significant influence on who they vote for in November.
Mm-hmm.
And those issues were gun rights, gun policy, Donald Trump, crime and violence, and the way the government does its job, government performance and quality. So a little bit different than we're used to hearing about.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when we talk about government efficiency, how are they measuring this? How are they discerning it? Because if they're relying on the emotional report of the mainstream media, which is so negatively influenced, are they getting a proper, just a proper understanding of what's really happening?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think the answer is no, they are relying on the media, because how else are they going to find out what the government's doing?
Mm-hmm.
The media really tell us what goes on around us, at least their version of it. Most people don't experience all the reality that they think they know about.
Mm-hmm.
So they rely on the media to paint this portrait for them of how the world is operating and what to think about it. And certainly as we talk about government performance, or most of these kinds of issues, whether it's what's happening in immigration, what's happening in terms of national defense and the military and terrorism, even what's happening now with the Supreme Court nomination that's going to have to come to replace Justice Kennedy.
Exactly.
All of these kinds of things, people's views are very much tainted by, if you will, the media that they're exposed to.
Are they taking into account all this scandal with the FBI and our intelligence community?
Well, yeah, they take it into account, but frankly, our research is showing that most people are not following that very closely because they're confused by it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who to believe. They don't know what to believe. They're not even sure what the issues are or if there should even be an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of waiting until there's some kind of conclusion before they draw any big, bottom line outcomes from that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's like, what I'm looking at in other surveys is people understand that there is a deep state or some sort of shadow government in operation that's in the process of being exposed. But to your point, I think there's still some processing that has to be done for them to come to some really clear conclusion on this, if that's even possible, because we're talking about the government that, can't even tell us who killed John Kennedy yet.
Well, yeah, and you mentioned the idea of the deep state. We found in a survey that we did a couple weeks ago that only about 1 out of 3 Americans are convinced that there is such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That just about as many say they don't really know what that term means, and the other third essentially said, nah, there can't be such a thing.
Right.
So even there's all of that kind of confusion because of the, mirrors and the distortion about everything related to that.
Well, and as you and I talked about before, when you got 90% of the media reporting being so anti-Trump and anything that seems to be conservative, is it any wonder that confusion reigns here, George?
Oh, none whatsoever. And frankly, that's part of what the media wants.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more confused the public is, the more dependent we become upon the media trying to clarify things for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Even though we know that they're lying to us, we don't know where else to go.
Yeah.
And so we've got a segment of America that's trying to carve out a whole new media universe that they'll pay attention to. But the vast majority of the public feels as if they're victims to the system, like they have to keep listening to these different media sources that they've been listening to, even though they know that they're being manipulated and deceived because they don't know what else to do, or they're not willing to make the effort to come up with something that's an alternative.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a matter of time. I mean, there's been some breakouts in terms of trying to find better resources. It is kind of amazing how people are now with all the options of where they can get their news, where they're going to. It's not like the old days when you and I were growing up, when 85% of television viewing when it came to news relied upon the three major networks. Now less than 50%, George.
Absolutely. And it's interesting as well, because you think about back to those days, there were standards for reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have those standards anymore. You know,
right.
Nobody pays attention to them anyway.
Yeah.
And that relates to, I think, the shift that's taken place in our culture of kind of the individualism being so extreme, and the fact that we say there is no absolute moral truth. So whatever slant I bring to my reporting is just as valid as any other slant, however I choose to report these quote-unquote facts.
Right.
Is up to me. There's no real standard that I have to be held to.
Kind of amazing that we've gotten to that point that credibility matters so little these days, huh?
Well, it is true, and we have to go back to a lot of different things. What happened before? There used to be credentialing organizations
mm-hmm.
that held people to standards. We don't have those organizations anymore. We used to have schools that taught that there were truths and principles that you should live up to, the truths that you should embody in your life. Our schools now deny that that's even a possibility. So really, all of the institutions that used to be there to protect us are now part of the institutions that are undermining us.
Amazing. Yeah, it really is. In this latest survey, you talk about three issues that primarily drive one particular segment. Break that down for us, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, what we found, for instance, was apart from those four issues we talked about that everybody says, yeah, those are going to be a big deal,
mm-hmm.
when we looked at conservatives, there were three other issues that matter a lot to conservatives, but not so much to moderates and liberals. And those were immigration, religious liberty, and the nation's moral decline.
Mm-hmm.
I found that particularly interesting because if you pay attention to the mainstream media, they would have you believe that immigration is the number one issue on the hit parade of liberals.
Right.
That they're all, you know, foaming at the mouth about that. What we found is that, yeah, they think it's significant, but it's really not going to be a driving force in their votes in November. On the other hand, when we did look at liberals, we found that there were three issues that they care deeply about and that will greatly influence their voting, but it won't influence the voting of moderates or conservatives very much. Those issues were environmental policy, racism and racial tension issues, mm-hmm. and economic inequality.
Right.
So vastly different things pushing these groups. You know, there were other combinations where there were a few issues that were important to both conservatives and moderates, things like taxes, jobs, terrorism, things that were important to liberals and moderates, mm-hmm. but not conservatives, that being health care. So you really have to know your audience if you're running a campaign these days and target your message very carefully.
Interesting, especially in regard to religious liberty and the recent SCOTUS decisions for religious liberty. You know, I imagine that, you know, people of faith have been celebrating the announcements and positive moves from the Supreme Court.
Well, you would hope so. Again, when you look at the reporting that's been given to that, it's kind of hard to tell that that's something to be joyous about,
mm-hmm.
because there's so much negativity around the reporting, talking about how, well, the court didn't deal with all the issues and, you know, this will be back before the court in no time at all. You know, I think another thing maybe that conservatives ought to be paying more attention to, survey shows that they may not be, is the fact that now that there's an opening on the Supreme Court, that's going to be critical toward determining the kinds of decisions that the Supreme Court will be rendering for the next 20 to 30 years.
How much blood is going to be in the hallway over this one?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, get them off.
Mess.
I mean, it's going to be ugly.
Exactly. Immigration, is there a sub-tab in terms of amnesty, what the sentiment is as it relates to immigration?
Yeah, I mean, what we were able in a previous survey to break that down into five or six different domains. I mean, people, again, are confused because they're wondering, but what are the facts? And so they have some feelings. They don't have much in the way of facts. They'd like to come to an ultimate conclusion, but they know that this is a really important issue. And so they don't want to rush to judgment. They feel that in a large way, the media is pushing them in a direction that may or may not be a reasonable direction to pursue. So it's one of those things where people are reserving judgment to see, you know, what the final disposition might be, mm-hmm. and to try to get their hands on some real facts.
George, I think it was quite interesting. You also noted a dozen issues that are not influential, maybe personal issues, but in the overall scheme of things, they're there, but not critical in terms of moving a significant number of voters, correct?
Yeah, Bill, I mean, look at some of these issues here. These are astounding. I mean, gay rights is on that list. You think back 10 years ago, that was a driving issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are saying, yeah, it's already been decided. I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
You look at something like government debt and spending. I mean, every day, every one of us is experiencing the effects of it, but we don't even think about it because here's one of those issues where the media refuses to put it on our radar. Why? Because they don't want us to realize how much government costs.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to leave it there. George Barna, always a delight and a pleasure to have you with us, the Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute. George, where can they go for all the information?
If they go to georgebarna.com, all of this will be up there along with a lot of other studies that we've recently done.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Take care.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate number.